You're listening to Potty Mouth Radio, the home of movies, music, television, and comedy.
And now, the hunt for the perfect album.
Hello, patrons, and welcome back to the Hunt for the Perfect Album. I'm nervous about this one. I'm really nervous, in fact, because since our first week with Guppy, or and Martha, I guess, this is probably the first album that I truly believe this album is perfect. I don't think there's a skippable track on here at all. So we are talking Our Hearts Beat Out Loud by Math and Physics Club. So I discovered this band, as I said, they've toured with the Lucksmiths. I've seen them live. I saw them perform live with after the Lucksmiths broke up. They had a spin-off band called Last Leaves, which is two of the members of the Lucksmiths. And I saw them perform live with these guys. And when I saw them, the bassist came up to me after the show and was like, "Wow, you were singing along to every single song." And I said, I know every song by heart, and I fucking love you guys. And he's now my friend on Facebook. So I love Math and Physics Club so much. I don't know how you're going to feel about it. It's very poppy. It's very soft. It's very twee. How did you feel about this album?
Look, I won't keep you suffering. The minute I started playing this, I thought, this is like some weird mix of the Lucksmiths.
Yeah.
Bell and Sebastian.
Yes. Yep.
And the Smiths.
Like I said, and I cannot get any more tweet.
I looked them up on Google and it said, heavily influenced by the Smiths, Bell and Sebastian, and the Lucksmiths.
That's the thing. And I was like,
okay.
It's like if you took the three biggest twee bands on earth and combined them together and made them even more twee, that's what you get with Math and Physics Club.
I enjoyed this thoroughly.
Oh,
the weird
nice.
Thing is, with the exception of probably three tracks, I'm going to find it very hard to tell you the ones that I liked. It all
really?
Kind of runs together.
Okay.
I've listened to the album through four or five times, probably.
Right, okay, yep.
And I love it from start to finish. There's nothing I don't like.
Yeah, but there's nothing that really grabs you.
It's kind of like listening to a, you know, a 20 or 30 minute side of a prog rock album where it's all good, but it doesn't sort of jump and change. There are, as I say, two or three tracks that really jumped out and I can point a finger at and go, I like that because of this. Everything else I just kind of like.
Yeah, okay.
It's all kind of like the Lucksmiths if they had Johnny Marr playing guitar. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's probably, of the stuff you've given me, it's the most consistently enjoyable start to finish of all the albums.
Yeah.
Although Guppy I would put probably slightly higher because there are more standouts, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. I get that. I think for me, when you're so familiar with the genre, like I listen to so much twee, and it's, you know, it's like we said this last week with punk, where I think it's easy for people who aren't into punk to listen to an album and go, when does one track end and the other begin? And so I totally get that mindset of not being able to differentiate them. For me, I love every fucking track on this album. I think it's so strong.
As do I. And I'm sure, and I'll obviously continue listening to it because I really like it. I'm sure the more I listen to it, the more they'll start to differentiate and I'll go, I like this one, I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After two, three listens, I've got maybe four tracks that I could point to and go, I really like that one because of whatever. The others, I just kind of, I know I like them because at no point did I want to skip anything.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go, oh, well, that's this track.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
So it kicks off with one of the tracks that I do specifically like, which is We Won't Keep Secrets. Thank you. It's the Lucksmiths merged with the Smiths.
It is, yeah.
And all through all of these tracks, a very heavy dose of fucking Belle and Sebastian.
Yes.
Really, that's probably the most defining. If you're feeling sinister, you'll fucking love this album.
100% you will. Yeah.
It sounds, I mean, this album is like the seaside that was never released with If You're Feeling Sinister.
In fact, a
lot of it's to do with his vocals. He's got, I mean, he sounds almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
Really, to me anyway.
It's a bit, but, so Math and Physics Club are a four piece. I think from memory they only released three albums. Very, very sadly, James, who was the lead guitarist and singer, died of cancer about 5-6 years ago, just after I saw them leave live. Their tour of Australia was actually their last tour they did.
Oh, wow.
He was very young. Had two kids, very tragic. And wow. So Math and Physics Club are no more. They kind of decided without James, they can't do it. So there are two spin-off bands. There's Field School and Model Shop. The bands have kind of split off into two, and I would highly recommend both of them. But I agree, the vocals on this album, yeah, they make it. They're just so sweet.
Yeah. No, it really reminded me of Belle and Sebastian, and that just made me like it.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they were saying or what the music was, just the kind of intonation and everything I liked straight away.
Yeah.
Tied to a Stone, the second track, I also really, really liked.
We were drunk on homemade cherry wine. We were young and we had all the time to while away, to while away. Sinking like it's tied to a stone. I've made mistakes, but I'm not alone. Covered up lies deep in the lines of your eyes, on your tired eyes.
The lyricism I found in this is really good.
Yeah.
It's not overly complex, but I like it. I like the wording that they had in it in the tracks and just the feel that you get out of the songs through the whole album is just generally really nice. Similarly with We're Not Lost, the third track, which was good but didn't wow me, but Long Drag, the fourth track,
yes,
fucking loved it.
Oh my God, you can't help but clap.
I'm gonna say, love a song with clapping. Yes. Love it.
I used to sing that as a lullaby to my kids. For some reason, they both loved that song. And Noosk was like, "Are they singing about having a drag on a cigarette?" Like, it's multi-layered. It's it's drag race. It's just, you know.
But this, you're right. The clapping makes
great. That's
long drag, close my eyes, and then I lean back, and then I lean back, and I drop it into drive. I'm not the one who shut you out, I'm not the one who let you down, I am the one who loves you anyhow.
That is probably the most musically distinct song on the album. I agree. Like if some of the tracks run together, that's one that very clearly doesn't. Yeah.
No, it's very much a standout and probably my favorite on the album, I'd say.
That makes sense. I can feel that. It's not my favorite. We'll get to my favorite when we get there, but I do love that song.
Right. Interesting. The next one, My Crooked Arms, I like fine, but nothing about it kind of wowed me. It's just pleasant. We Didn't Run From Anyone after that. It was good. I like it. But then we start getting into things that I probably liked a bit more. I Know It's Over, I liked a lot. Really, really liked that.
chit-chat chain of fools on radio. I wrap my arm around you as we go. Everybody thinks they know us, but they just don't notice. I know it's over.
And then there's a weird kind of twofer where it didn't matter how many times I played this album, the next two songs ran together, and I'd listen to the first one, Thank God I Met You,
which is my favorite track on the album,
and I like it a lot. Then the next track, That's What Love Is, would start, and I'd go, oh, wait a minute, I thought we just listened to this.
But they're so distinct that I find them very different. Thank God I Met You
it's anything in particular.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's literally only a millisecond at the start of the song, because the rest of the songs, you're right, they're different. There's a millisecond somewhere up the front where every time they played, I would think, I've hit repeat.
Thank God I Met You is not only my favorite song of this album. I'm going to make another BDBC here. I think it's one of my favorite songs of all time. I think the lyrics in it are so strong, so evocative. The way that it starts and you think he's talking about a romantic relationship, and then at the end you realize he's singing to his new child. It breaks my heart every time. I love that song so much.
Born one summer to careless lovers who did the best they knew. Moved like gypsies from city to city, and so my loneliness grew. So my loneliness grew. Later, double major, so much I thought I knew. At graduation, I stood at the station. You were standing there too. You were standing there too. All these.
I need to go and listen to it again, because I was going to say, I think that That's What This Is, or That's What Love is kind of the superior of the two of them. But I feel like I need to go and listen to Thank God I Met You again now.
Yeah, listen to it again, because I think it's one of the strongest pieces of songwriting, you know. And it's one of those things, like, it's very typical. Lots of new fathers write songs about their children. Closing Time, famously about the birth of his child. I don't know if you're a fan of Stained, but they have a song called Zoe Jane. But this song, I just think, is so clever and so sweet and so beautiful. It tells the story of this whole relationship, but really all it leads to is the birth of this kid. And, you know, Thank God I Met You. God, I love it so much.
I'm going back and listen to it. I can't see how it's going to be better than Matthew and Son by Cat Stevens, but I'll give it a crack.
Nice.
But that said, I think Road Carry Me Home is a beautiful closer for the album.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's genuinely a beautiful song. It's the right tempo to kind of close out an album like this, and it was one of my favorites.
It's no surprise you always had the bigger dreams. Somehow I will sow the seed. It's all right, say it all the time, just can't get it to sound right, can't get it to sound right. Road, carry me home. Road, carry me home.
Yeah, I think start to finish, this is probably the, from my point of view, the closest to an unskippable album that you've given me.
Yeah.
It might not be my favorite album you've given me, but it's probably my second favorite. I'll definitely be listening to it over many times more.
Nice.
But
nice.
I think there is not a single down note on this entire album.
It's you should definitely check out. You should definitely check out both Model Shop and Field School, the kind of spin-off bands after Math and Physics Club ended. Field mm-hmm. School has a bit of a harder edge to it, and Model Shop is just a little bit more polished pop, I think. So you should check them out because I think you'd dig them as well.
Definitely.
Math and Physics Club sadly only released, I want to say, 3 full-length albums, maybe 4. And they're all good, but this is, to me, a perfect album. The others all have at least 1 or 2 tracks where you're like, yeah, nah. But
at least one review of this album that said, Return to Form, the last album had some dead weight or that sort of
thing. Because they've been going for... it was 2005, I believe, that they released their first album. And this one, I think, wasn't until 2015 or something, I want to say.
I'm just looking at a photo of them. They look like the type of music they make.
They're just fantastic. They're like I said, when I saw them live and the bassist came up to me after, a dude called Ethan, and he was like, mate, you were singing along to every... He was so chuffed that I knew all the words to their songs. Like... You know, because they're very
four indie. Albums.
Yeah, 4. Yep. Okay. There you go.
Which is not a lot for 12 years.
No, not at all. Not at all. And they have some other great songs. There's one on, I believe it's their first album. There's a song called Jimmy Had a Polaroid. And that's another great track that I can't help but sing along to every time. Like, I love this band, but this album is their peak.
This one and the first one seem the highest rated.
Yeah.
No one seems to much like the second album, and the last album also fairly highly rated. But
what's the second album called? One. Is the second album I shouldn't look as good as I do. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, significantly lower rated than the other three.
Yeah.
But Lived Here Before, and particularly Math and Physics, the first one.
Yeah.
Very highly rated. So yeah. I'll definitely check them out.
Nice. All right. Well, what are you going to give me for next week, mate?
Right. So as we've mentioned before, we're starting to get to the tricky point where finding an album that you feel has nothing but good tracks that the other person hasn't listened to start to finish is going to start to get harder and harder. So I've got a few and... Let me know if there's one that you haven't listened to.
Okay.
All right. So, have you listened to the entirety of It's Not Me, It's You by Lily Allen?
I've not listened to
the second album.
No, I've not. I've not.
Because I know you've listened to the track Fuck You.
Yes, as has the rest of the world.
But, exactly. But if you haven't listened to anything else.
No, I haven't. No.
Then that's it.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
Lock it in, Eddie.
What's the album called, sorry?
It's called It's Not Me, It's You.
It's Not Me, It's You. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm keen.
I am very interested to see if you enjoy this.
All right. There you go. I've got to start thinking about what to give you next week too. I've got a couple that I'm kind of kicking around. Like, I still have some on my list, but I'm like, ooh, where to go next? Let Lily Allen tell me.
It's getting tough, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, patrons, for listening. We hope that you're enjoying this series, and we'll catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Another sad song to sing, another broken heart is aching, another breakup mixtape from a friend. When the band begins to play, and your cheeks are stained with makeup, and you feel as though you really need a friend, that's what love is, to open up your heart, feel it in your bones. You'll know, even when planet's gone.